Good day, and welcome to Hiroshima University's English Podcast.
Oh, where am I? Oh, I'm at my old high school? But why does it look so creepy? There are spider webs everywhere. And it's dirty and so scary. Are there ghosts here? Ah, did my school turn into a haunted house?
Pearline, wake up!
What? I'm in a dream right now. How do I leave this dream? How do I wake up?
Pearline, wake up! You have to get up!
Ah! I can't even hear myself think. The bells, bells, bells. How do I get out of here? I'm scared.
Pearline, please wake up. I've been looking around for you everywhere. Class has already started. Didn't you hear the bell ring? Come on, you don't want to be late for class. Hi everyone, I'm Joe.
And I'm Pearline.
Indeed, being late for class is like a nightmare.
Yes, and if we students are tired, it's even more difficult.
Everyone, did you hear the bells?
Yes, today's podcast is all about bells. Bells can sometimes be good, but sometimes not so good.
Bells, bells, bells.
Yes. Today we have a famous poem by Edgar Allan Poe called
The Bells.
Joe, why is this poem good?
One reason it's good, Pearline, is that it's kind of scary.
Oh, scary. Everyone likes frightening stuff.
Yes. And also, this podcast is good, everyone, because we'll basically explain all of the main ideas in the poem.
Good.
Edgar Allan Poe was an American who lived about 200 years ago.
Joe, almost 200 years ago. Does that mean it's mostly old English words?
No, Pearline. Almost all of the words in the poem are still daily conversation words today.
Nice! Daily conversation English words.
Yes. Actually, I studied this poem when I was in junior high school, so it's not that hard.
Relatively easy. Nice.
Everyone, this is the second Edgar Allan Poe writing, which we've done here at Hiroshima University's English Podcast. A few years ago, we did a short story by him called The Telltale Heart.
Oh, The Telltale Heart. I really liked that podcast. It was a murder story. Everyone likes murder stories.
Yes. Actually, The Telltale Heart was a series of two podcasts, and on our homepage today, we'll put a link to those Edgar Allan Poe podcasts.
Thanks.
In those podcasts, we explained a lot about Edgar Allan Poe's life and about a couple of his other writings. For details about his life, please listen to those podcasts.
Sure.
Today, we're just going to concentrate on the expressions in the poem so that everyone can understand it.
Yes. And there will be a list explaining all the difficult words on our homepage. So, please see that vocabulary list too.
Yes, and we'll finish the whole thing in one short podcast.
Sounds good.
So without further delay, let's explain the storyline in Edgar Allan Poe's
The Bells.
Let's do it. An important characteristic of the poem is that the words in it sound like different types of bells. In the beginning, the words are very light and happy, and later the words are dark and gloomy.
この詩の重要な特徴は、出てくる言葉が様々な種類の鐘の音のように聞こえることです。序盤はとても明るく楽しい言葉で、後半は暗く憂鬱な言葉になっていきます。
You can interpret this in many ways. For example, just the different sounds bells can make.
この特徴はいろいろな解釈が可能です。例えば、ベルが奏でる音の違いだけでも、
Or the movement of human life. It begins very happy when we are young, and very sad and gloomy when we are old.
また、人間の人生の動きとして考えることもできます。若い時はとても幸せに始まり、年を取るにつれてとても悲しく憂鬱になります。
There are four parts in this poem. The first part begins,
Hear the sledges with the bells, silver bells.
A sledge is like a big hammer.
What a world of merriment their melody foretells.
To foretell something is to speak about the future. In other words, the bells are very happy in the beginning.
How they tinkle, tinkle, tinkle.
To tinkle is to shine.
In the icy air of night, while the stars that oversprinkle all the heavens seem to twinkle.
To sprinkle is like 振りかける. So, 夜空いっぱいに散らばった. Tinkle and twinkle, they mean basically the same. ピカピカ光る. 皆さんもう一度詩の冒頭の言葉がいかに軽やかで幸せそうな響きを持っているかに気づいてみてください。Tinkle, sprinkle, twinkle. リンリンリン。
With a crystalline delight.
水晶のようなきらめきで。
Keeping time, time, time in a sort of runic rhyme.
To keep time means to maintain a beat. One, two, three.
ルニックとは秘密や謎を意味する古い言葉です。詩の中では重要ではない数少ない単語の一つなので、基本的には気にせずに飛ばしても大丈夫です。
To the tintinnabulation that so musically wells from the bells, 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 bells.
Tintinnabulation も重要な言葉ではありません。鐘を鳴らすという意味です。これも古い言葉で、重要ではありませんので、読み飛ばしても構いません。
Bells, 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 from the jingling and the tingling of the bells.
And that finishes part one of the poem. Part two begins.
Hear the mellow wedding bells, golden bells.
Mellow is like まろやかで美しい or 柔らかで滑らかな。でも皆さん気づきましたか？パート1ではチリンチリンと軽快な音が鳴っていましたが、ここでは少しずつ音が低くなっています。
For example, mellow and golden.
What a world of happiness their harmony foretells.
幸せを予感させるそのハーモニー。
Through the balmy air of night.
Balmy means warm, 爽やかな、温和な。
How they ring out their delight from the molten golden notes.
溶けた金色の音符のようで。
And all in tune. What a liquid ditty floats.
A ditty is also not an important word. It means a short song.
To the turtle dove that listens.
A turtle dove, a kind of bird with a soft, pleasant sound.
While she gloats on the moon.
さも満足そうに眺める。
Oh, from out the sounding cells.
響く細胞から。
What a gush of euphony voluminously wells.
A euphony is a pleasing or sweet sound, and to well up means to appear or come up.
なんと膨らむ。
How it swells.
膨らむ
How it dwells
The sound of the bell lives here. It dwells here.
On the future. How it tells of the rapture that impels.
Rapture is like happiness, and to impel means forced forward.
駆り立てる喜びに。
To the swinging and ringing of the bells, bells, bells. To the rhyming and chiming of the bells.
So, the bells chime. They sing and they rhyme.
鐘の響きと鳴き声に。
And that's the end of part two.
Part three begins.
Hear the loud alarm bells, brazen bells.
Brazen can mean either 耳障りな, very noisy, or it can mean 真鍮製の, the metal.
What a tale of terror. Now, their turbulency tells.
To be turbulent is like a storm.
鐘の音が縁起悪くなってきましたね。
In the startled ear of night.
Startled means surprised or shocked.
How they scream out their affright.
The bells are afraid.
Too much horrified to speak.
Very afraid.
They can only shriek, shriek.
Yell, yell.
Out of tune.
調子が悪い.
In a clamorous appealing to the mercy of the fire.
Very noisy, like a fire.
In a mad expostulation.
Mad is like crazy, and to expostulate is like to explain.
With the deaf and frantic fire.
聴覚障害と必死の火事に。
Leaping higher and higher.
The flames of the fire jump.
With a desperate desire.
切実な欲望。
And a resolute endeavor.
They are really, really trying.
Now, now, to sit or never by the side of the pale-faced moon.
The moon is light blue.
Oh, the bells, bells, bells! What a tale their story tells of despair.
The bells speak about terror and sadness, hopelessness.
How they clang and clash and roar.
ガンガンと衝突し,
clang and clash and roar.
What a horror they outpour on the bosom of the palpitating air.
A bosom is like your chest or a heart, and palpitating means beating.
動揺する空気を胸に。
Yet the ear it fully knows by the twanging and the clanging.
Loud ringing.
また鐘の言葉がどんどん響く響いていることに注目してください。はじめに twinkling and jiggling がありましたが、今は clashing and clanging.
How the danger ebbs and flows.
The danger goes and comes.We often talk about the ebbs and flows of the tides.
海の潮,
they move.
Yet the ear distinctly tells in the jangling and the wrangling.
Those are the sounds of bigger, lower sounding bells too.
How the danger sinks and swells.
The danger goes down and goes up.
By the sinking or the swelling,In the anger of the bells, 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 in the clamor and the clangor of the bells.
鐘の鳴き声と鳴き声で。
Well, Pearline, that concludes part three.
What will happen in part four, the last part?
Let's find out. Hear the tolling of the bells.
The bells are ringing.
Iron bells.
鉄の。
What a world of solemn thought their monody compels.
Monody is not an important word. It's pretty old, but it's like someone talking at a funeral.
厳粛な葬式。
in the silence of the night, how we shiver with affright.
We shake in fear
at the melancholy menace of their tone.
The bells sound sad and threatening, melancholy and menacing.
For every sound that floats from the rust within their throats,
錆びついた喉から
is a groan.
うめき声が出る
And the people, ah, the people, they that dwell up in the steeple.
先頭に住む人々 So a steeple is a tower. Sometimes there are big bells at the top of towers, right?
All alone. And who? Tolling, tolling, tolling.
To toll, a bell means to ring a big bell.
In that muffled monotone.
Muffled means kugumotta, not clear. For example, I heard a muffled cry in the room next to me. And in the poem, the sound of the bell has become muffled and monotone, 単調
Feel a glory in so rolling.
栄光 glory.
On the human heart, a stone. They are neither man nor woman. They are neither brute nor human.
Not a wild animal or human.
They are ghouls.
Ghoul はイギリス教の伝説の箱を暴いて死肉を食う買い物です。
And their king, it is who tolls.
The king of the ghouls is ringing the bells.
And he rolls, rolls, rolls. A pan from the bells.
A pan is an old word, not important, meaning a song from the bells.
And his merry bosom swells with the pan of the bells. And he dances and he yells, keeping time, time, time in a sort of runic rhyme.
Runic is also not an important word. It's related to an ancient language of Europe. In any case,You can imagine it's a sort of ancient rhyme. 古代の応韻
To the pan of the bells.
The song of the bells.
Keeping time, time, time in a sort of runic rhyme.
Remember, runic here means ancient.
To the throbbing of the bells.
Zuki zuki, gang gang.
Of the bells, bells, bells. To the sobbing of the bells.
Crying.
Keeping time, time, time as he knells, knells, knells.
To knell a bell means to ring a big bell in a slow or sad way.
In a runic rhyme, to the rolling of the bells, 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 to the tolling of the bells, to the moaning and the groaning of the bells.
鐘のうめきとうめき声に
And with that, let's listen to Edgar Allan Poe's
The Bells.
The Bells by Edgar Allan Poe. Hear the sledges with the bells, silver bells. What a world of merriment their melody foretells. How they twinkle, twinkle, twinkle.In the icy air of night, while the stars that oversprinkle all the heavens seem to twinkle with a crystalline delight. Keeping time, time, time in a sort of runic rhyme to the tintinnabulation that so musically wells from the bells, 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 from the jingling and the tinkling of the bells.Hear the mellow wedding bells, golden bells. What a world of happiness their harmony foretells. Through the balmy air of night, how they ring out their delight from the molten golden notes and all in tune. What a liquid ditty floats to the turtle dove that listens while she gloats on the moon.Oh, from out the sounding cells, what a gush of euphony voluminously wells. How it swells, how it dwells, on the future how it tells, of the rapture that impels, to the swinging and the ringing, of the bells, 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 of the bells, 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 to the rhyming and the chiming of the bells. Hear the loud alarm bells, brazen bells. What tale of terror now their turbulency tells. In the startled ear of night, how they scream out their affright. Too much horrified to speak, they can only shriek, shriek, out of tune, in a clamorous appealing to the mercy of the fire, in a mad expostulation with the deaf and frantic fire, leaping higher, 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 with a desperate desire and a resolute endeavor, now, now, to sit or never by the side of the pale-faced moon. Of the bells, 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 what a tale their terror tells of despair. How they clang and clash and roar. What a horror they outpour on the bosom of the palpitating air. Yet the ear it fully knows by the twanging and the clanging how the danger ebbs and flows. Yet the ear distinctly tells in the jangling and the wrangling how the danger sinks and swells by the sinking or the swelling in the anger of the bells, of the bells, of the bells, 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 in the clamor and the clangor of the bells. Hear the tolling of the bells, iron bells. What a world of solemn thought their monody compels. In the silence of the night, how we shiver with affright at the melancholy menace of their tone. For every sound that floats from the rust within their throats is a groan. And the people, ah, the people, they that dwell up in the steeple, all alone, and who, tolling, 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 in that muffled monotone, feel a glory in so rolling, on the human heart a stone. They are neither man nor woman, they are neither brute nor human, they are ghouls, and their king it is who tolls. And he rolls, 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 a pan from the bells, and his merry bosom swells with the pan of the bells. And he dances and he yells, keeping time, 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 in a sort of runic rhyme, to the pan of the bells, keeping time, 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 in a sort of runic rhyme, to the throbbing of the bells, 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 to the sobbing of the bells, keeping time, 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 as he knells, 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 in a happy runic rhyme. To the rolling of the bells, 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 to the tolling of the bells, 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 to the moaning and the groaning of the bells. Well, everyone, we hope you liked Hiroshima University's English podcast version of
The Bells.
There are a lot of higher level words in it, but if you listen to it a few times and study the vocabulary list on our homepage, we are sure that you will understand everything.
Yes, everyone, if you speak the words in the poem with a friend, those words will become part of your daily vocabulary.
Right. Speak the words with a friend this week.
Keep having fun studying English, everyone.
And we'll see you next time at Hiroshima University's English Podcast. Bye.
Bye.